Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Today is the 15th of July, the 197th day of 2024, with 169 days remaining on our way to 2025. Overall, we're having a green July in vacation land so far this year. Our lush environs, the natural product of sufficient rain. As much as 4.25 inches this past Thursday in the western part of the state in storms around Rangeley, down to an inch here on the eastern shore around Searsport and Belfast. The advantages abound beyond the visually pleasing verdant landscape to the reduction of fire danger and the general sustenance of a healthy water table. Keeping this rainforest at bay, so to speak, and the flourishing meadows in check, of course, involves an array of equipment. Touring the countryside to afford oneself and our companions the various vistas of vacation land in turn have us enlisting increasingly complex devices, and our microcosm of activity here, spinning this way and that, bears affinity with the macrocosm of our planet and its relation to the context of our solar system. Norman Finkelstein, in his poem Foreverton, from the volume The Ratio of Reason to Magic, has this to say: I have built a machine to visit the stars. I have built a machine to outlast the stars. There is a glass ball inside a copper egg. There are dynamos and turbines, Tesla coils and magnets. There is a boy in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, and a boy in Eddington, England. They are the same boy. There is a man in a hat in Baraboo. They are all named Tom. They are all named Dr. Evermore, which is now their real name. Queen Victoria is watching among the giant insects, the fiddle-shaped birds. The stray voltage goes in the stray voltage cages, all silver, red and blue. The music will signal the ascent. This is the overlord master control. This is the graviton. These are the celestial listening ears. When you ask me what has changed my life, I tell you motors, generators, compressors, transformers. I tell you boilers, pumps, transmitters, and flywheels. When you ask me if I have found them, I say no, I rescued them. Heavenward in the eastern sky this morning before dawn, the Pleiades star cluster kept company with the red planet Mars and the planet Uranus, while a tad lower in the sky, just above the horizon, the planet Jupiter was hanging near the bright red star Aldebaran. Evening after next on Wednesday, look south to find our waxing gibbous moon near the bright red star Antares. This Saturday brings us the full buck moon, also known variously as the berry moon, the feather molting moon, the halfway summer moon, the raspberry moon, and the moon when the choke cherries are ripe, the ripe corn moon, the salmon moon, and the thunder moon. And the full buck moon in the evening southeast sky will lie near the teapot and the asterism in the constellation Sagittarius the Archer. Down in our backyard garden, our aim at the moment is to keep up with the slowly but steadily increasing Japanese beetle arrival. So far, it's not exponential. The first few days, a week or so ago, we'd pick off only a couple daily. Then the next week, that became a few. This past week, we were into several, say at most a dozen. Mostly, they're favoring the hollyhocks and the evening primrose, doing more damage to the latter than the former. Today in 971, according to legend, English Saint Swithin was, against his wishes, reburied inside Winchester Cathedral, whereupon a terrible rainstorm of 40 days and 40 nights occurred. Today in 1099, the city of Jerusalem was captured and plundered by Christian forces during the First Crusade. Today in 1799, during Napoleon's Egyptian campaign, French Captain Pierre-François Bouchard found the Rosetta Stone in the Egyptian village of Rosetta. Today in 1806, American military officer Zebulon Pike began his exploration of the American Southwest. Today, 1912, the British National Health Insurance Act went into effect. Today, 1916, William Boeing formed Pacific Aero, a.k.a. Boeing Company. Today, in 1932, U.S. President Herbert Hoover, in response to the Great Depression, cut his own salary by 15%. Today, in 1933, Wiley Post began his first solo flight around the world, which would take him 7 days and 19 hours. Today, in 1934, Continental Airlines commenced operations. Today, in 1948, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Britain. Today, 1959, the U.S. steel strike of 1959 began, leading to a significant importation of foreign steel for the first time in U.S. history. Today, in 1960, Chubby Checker released his version of The Twist in the U.S. Today, in 1968, Fantasy Records released the self-titled debut album Creedence Clearwater Revival, featuring the band's cover of Dale Hawkins' Suzy Q. And apropos of Christmas in July coming up next week, today in 1779 in New York City, Clement Moore was born. He became a prominent clergyman and is perhaps best remembered for a poem he wrote to entertain his children, though he created the piece intending it only for the private audience of his family. Nonetheless, despite his resistance, the poem was published, and Moore thought the poem would lessen his reputation as a theologian. So, for 22 years, the preacher refused to have his name associated with the literary work and never received any payment for its publication. The poem is A Visit from St. Nicholas, popularly known as The Night Before Christmas. Today is also the birthday in 1606 of Dutch painter Rembrandt van Rijn, in 1796 of American mythologist Thomas Bulfinch, in 1812 of German animal painter Benno Adam, in 1858 of British suffragette Emmeline Pankhurst, in 1864 of British actress Marie Tempest, in 1889 of American actress Marjorie Rambeau, in 1892 of German literary critic and philosopher Walter Benjamin, in 1893 of Australian actress Enid Bennett, in 1901 of African-American composer and musicologist John Wesley Work III, in 1904 of American lyricist Dorothy Fields, in 1919 of Irish-British novelist Irish Murdoch, in 1923 of American jazz drummer Philly Joe Jones, in 1925 of American documentary filmmaker D.A. Pennebaker, in 1927 of American actress Carmen Zapata, in 1932 of Danish actress Nina von Palant, in 1943 of Irish astrophysicist and discoverer of radio pulsars Jocelyn Bell Burnell, in 1944 of American actor Jean Michael Vincent and of American disco and R&B singer Millie Jackson, in 1946 of American singer Linda Ronstadt, in 1947 of British rock guitarist and singer-songwriter Peter Banks, and of American musician Roky Erickson. In 1948, of American rock drummer Artemus Pyle and of American pop singer Alicia Bridges. In 1949, of British Rock Museum Trevor Horn. In 1950, of Greek-American columnist Ariana Huffington. In 1951, of American wrestler and politician Jesse Ventura. And in 1961, of American actor and director Forrest Whitaker. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the fourth full week of summer and the 29th week of 2024.